The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We are delighted you're here. And we are broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time through 11 o'clock. A.M. Central Time on Genesis Communications Network. And if you'd like to call us, we will pay for your call. And that call-in number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen to us as you travel, there's a listen line. And that listen line number is 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. And I'd like to thank our class for making us one of the most listened to broadcasts on Genesis Communications Network. We really consume a lot of minutes on the listen line, and that's very kind of you to spend your valuable time with us here at USAPrepares.com. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. And John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Hey there, Vincent. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, Rick, I want to read a letter.
I wasn't here last night. It blew my greenhouse over.
you've been growing in your greenhouse, starting plants, and it blew it over. You know, and that was one of the things that I mentioned this week on the air that, you know, you think you may have everything working for you, and all of a sudden something happens. In my case, it wasn't the wind that blew the greenhouse over. We don't have our greenhouse set up yet. But I put the started tomato and pepper plants out, and then in the evening I put them in the barn so that they wouldn't freeze because the weather was getting chilly. And the chickens found them. The chickens went in the barn and said, "Wow."
Yeah.
So I lost all our started plants. And, you know, our son said, I can take care of that, Dad. It's like, no, we can't.
You eat the chickens. If they're going to eat your food, then you eat them.
So, yeah. I'd like to read a letter to you, Rick. As you know that I've been on this mission to help those who want to help themselves, and we had some seeds that we sent out, three groups of seeds, and those seeds were White Harvest, tomato, sweet pepper, and hot pepper seeds. And we sent them out to anyone who would send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. And I got letters back from letters and thank you notes from, I guess, everybody who sent us one. And they were from all over the country. And I want to read one of them. It's a one-page letter, handwritten. And it's from a man named Barry. And it says, "Hey, Vincent, my name is Barry. I'm a welder, fabricator, garden, firearms, and outdoors guy. I've been listening about 3 years now. Great show and good info. Thanks for the opportunity of receiving good quality seeds and giving feedback. The razor trick is spot on." Let me just digress for a second. That's where I recommended that if you use a disposable razor, you can resharpen it. If you shave in the shower, guys and gals, You can put soap in the palm of your left hand. This is assuming you're right-handed. If you put rub some soap in the palm of your left hand, and then you run the razor backwards over the soap and the palm of your hand, it actually sharpens the razor so that you can get, you know, another shave out of it. And I've been able to do that for easily a year. I can get 1 year out of a disposable razor, believe it or not, by sharpening it in the shower and shaving in the shower using soap.
Now, I have something to add to that. Do you remember Patrick Flanagan and his pyramid power?
Tell us about it.
No, maybe in the early 70s. When Patrick Flanagan first made out, came into the universe, he's out of Colorado, and he was like a whiz kid kind of thing, and he was writing about pyramid power. Mm-hmm. And I did some studies on grain migration and how to sharpen razor blades by the way you orient them to the magnetic lines of the earth.
Okay, so now I'm trying to think. The direction that I'm sharpening them literally is the blade itself is going north and south.
Isn't that interesting? And worse, I started studying whirling dervish, and I noticed that when they're in different hemispheres, they rotate differently because of Coriolis forces. In the northern hemisphere where we are, everything goes down the drain counterclockwise, and so the whirling dervish roll clockwise at this hemisphere. And down in Turkey, they do backwards. Isn't that interesting? I wonder what that means.
Isn't it? Well, you know, I was thinking about that in the shower as I was going to bring that up. I was in the shower this morning shaving, and I was thinking about exactly that.
Isn't that weird? Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's archetypal. I think there's something else going on that we haven't discovered yet in our current systems of physics, and that these were discovered in other epochs or other civilizations that in some ways, like the one in Mexico that I saw, that down near Popo, that facility, they're just uncovering it as we speak, is bigger than New York City. And these people had technologies that were quite different than our own. So, you know, they didn't work as much with metals. They worked more with da-da-da. And it's interesting because then you don't have the artifacts for proof. What you have are cave-dwelling drawings. And what is this? It looks like a solid-state physics device. You know, sand paintings.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let me continue on with this letter because we're going to get to the good part. Okay, so he says the razor trick is spot on. And then he goes on to say, I enjoy every guest, especially Captain John Reagan and Doc Ram. I thought you might appreciate that. Also, thanks for giving me the opportunity to send a real letter through the mail. This process is all but lost to the young folks today. And telling time on a dial watch. Thanks again, Barry. So I wanted to read that, and that was kind of the type of letter that I received. And every once in a while, you wonder, is anybody paying attention? And when I received these letters and read every one, you realize that there's so many who actually are trying to help themselves in using this broadcast. So here's another thing I was thinking about in the shower, and we have one of those. You've been in our shower, Rick. It's a kind of a high pressure, low volume shower head, and it you know makes a kind of a white noise. It's not like it's kind of like the sound a high pressure washer might make without the engine and the pump.
But, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I get a chance to think because you know all other sounds are blocked out, and I was thinking about how people are using this information that comes from USA Prepares and the level of instruction that we have. And then I was relating that to college. And I was thinking about what I learned in college and what I learned in the last 5 years spending time on the air with our instructors. And actually, I think in my mind, what I learned spending time 5 years on the air with our instructors is as much as I learned in 4 years in college.
Well, yeah, gems, nuggets.
That's it. That's
like
it,
that.
Nuggets. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to say something really important now. I think that, there it is, that means I'm creating it because, you know, imagination is reality. I think that the single most important survival tool is attitude. And I don't, before anything, water, the primaries, I think, your attitude. There is, again, and I've said this before, there's a series they started on Netflix called Remote Survival, where they take six individuals and they drop them into the middle of nowhere and they got to hoof it out. And that means with nothing, with food, they got to find what they do. And of the six people, two fail. And they have to send in a rescue. And both of them was because, I can't eat that. I can't drink that. And that's why they failed. Not because they didn't know, because they didn't think they knew. And it's what we're doing is creating our own problems and hardships with our own imagination. And once you overcome and control the mind, that's why meditation, that's why any kind of brain training, hypnosis, any of that is all stages toward evolution. It's your attitude. Positive, neutral, or negative. There it is. And if you don't like what's going on, change your attitude and watch what happens next. I watched this one guy bite the head off his neck. and the military guy, you know, right, you know, helping him instruct, you know, from a remote location. I can't believe he did that. I want him on my squad. The guy was able to do it, whereas this other guy found a lizard for protein that he absolutely, in a three-day period, needed some calories to move from here to there. Lost it. Got himself hurt. That's the way you do it when you want to give up. You hurt yourself. You don't get hurt. You do it to yourself.
Class of Broadcasting with Doc Ram, DOCRAM.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, RichardALAN Miller.com. We'll be right back, and some of the topics for today's class are Fukushima and dumping in the ocean, cancer, x-ray machines, is the universe finite or infinite, CERN, sunspots, solar flares.
Class,
be right back.
I'm a survivalist.
And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with his class, and I remember being in a seminar with Rick Miller, and the seminar was called How to Think Like a Navy SEAL, you know, how to think with your gut. So, Rick, here's what happened. You taught that seminar, and I've got to tell you that many of us, many of the instructors at USA Prepares on the phone have been talking about this for quite some time now. You introduced this type of thinking, and of course we've all heard about, you know, what's your gut tell you, those kinds of things, and when we were growing up, gut instincts, those kinds of terms were being used, but we never really thought about, is it real? We just heard about it. Well, intuitive thinking is something that the instructors and I have been talking about offline, not talking about you, but talking about how we have independently used this gut-level thinking to help us make decisions very quickly and accurately. And I'm not exaggerating. We've talked about the directions that we're taking, the planning that we're taking, what is our gut telling us. And you introduced us to that years ago, Rick. And now the news, now the mainstream news is starting to talk about and have posts on the internet about exactly what you taught us years ago, gut-level thinking.
Well, it's the next level of evolution in consciousness. And that's where we started with why SEALs, and when I say SEALs, it's not Navy SEALs. I did astronauts. I did spooks that I have no idea who they were, you know, what kind of organization they were from. We trained them all using basics. And based on premises on previous research out of Czechoslovakia, Dr. Milan Riesel, others like that. And we discovered when I did Edgar Mitchell at Mission Control in 1971, that's when I was able to actually develop an equation for consciousness related to hypnosis and altered states. And altered states of consciousness are a gift from God. There are places that you can do things that you cannot do in a normal conscious waking state. And it's probably why all serious saints through history have stressed the importance of controlling and directing the mind, not letting it wander. And I have to say this. Everybody I have ever met that had cancer started first with anger. And in Jungian psychotherapy, they say that illness is a way your higher self is trying to communicate to consciousness. It uses, you bump your head to wake you up. You don't get it. Then you walk into a wall. You know, it escalates until you do get it. That's the way it works. And so there's a metaphor there in terms of how your attitude and your emotional state directs the rest of your life. And if you really want the value on it, in a holographic system, emotional content, EQ, is more important than IQ. It's how you feel about something. And that, even if it's in conflict with something else, that's God's will. And that means there's lessons for both sides to learn. And I am certainly becoming enlightened, truly. I have been exploring this for almost 50 years, and I'm close to having a type of union that is bliss. There is a video from TED called Gratitude, Moving Art, and it is a beautiful thing from TED series. I'll send that to you for a link. I recommend that everybody watch it because it starts with a little child talking about how her imagination changes when and what she's doing as she starts to pick her nose. It's so wonderful. It's like real. It's German. It was a German production. And it possibly brings home the whole concept of your attitude. Glass half full, glass half empty. You have a choice. And that metaphor is in everything.
Rick, I was on the air yesterday with Dr. Norman Shuley, and we were talking about diseases, and he brought on his medical partner, Dr. Sergey Sorin, and they've opened a clinic together, Dr. Shuley and Dr. Sorin, and we were talking about diseases, and Dr. Shuley absolutely believes what you're saying is right about anger and cancer. He said it for years now. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, when I get a chance, I've been watching a television series, and we have the DVD set. Our son brought over, he knows the kind of things that Mrs. Finelli and I are interested in. And this particular series is called Manhattan, and it's about the Manhattan Project, the race against time, the race against the Third Reich, their attempt to build the first atomic bomb and our attempt to build the first atomic bomb. And the project is really fascinating, and it gets into the daily lives, and it also shows some of the sick. I'm sure some of this is embellished, but it shows some of the sicknesses and the weaknesses in men and women, and how they swap partners, and it's really, some of it is sick, but it also shows what the U.S. Army did to people by enticing them to join this project, and then in trapping them in this desert camp that they couldn't leave, monitored their every move, their families, their relatives, their communications, put microphones and listened in on their secret, you know, discussions, and is just a microcosm of what our government does, how it uses people, spits them out, kills with impunity, uses the police as enforcement. It's a microcosm of what we're experiencing today by the police. And I suggest, if you have the stomach for it, I don't think all of the sexual scenes are necessary. I don't think actually any of them are. But what they do is they depict some of the sickness of people who are put in these situations, and it just shows how the government lies and lies and lies and deceives, and it's horrible. It's horrible.
Can you imagine what it might be like today working at CERN? You know, I had the great pleasure to work with Neddemeyer when he was at the university, professor emeritus. He was the one that gave me a bunch of graduate students to do different master's theses on the work that I was doing for the government. I got to know him real well. And Neddemeyer talked about some of this stuff. He was the second in command under Teller and did the trigger that fires a nuclear weapon. And when I watch engineers in CERN doing ghost dance on platform trying to bring around biblical prophecy, I mean, I have to say, what? It's we were going to talk about that later, too, maybe on the distinction between an engineer and a scientist or a physicist. They're different. Like Matt and I, he's more linear, very important grounding, more practical-oriented, where a scientist, a physicist, is more circular. Neddemeyer was both. He was pragmatic. That's what one of the things that made him a super scientist was that he had both qualities. He could stay focused. I think that the government is not bad or good. It is. And that all bureaucracies spawn up inside internal singular core units that go crazy when they have a little bit of power. And the CIA, for example, when I was at the Pentagon, I actually saw gunshots going from one floor to the other. It isn't the military against us. The military is against themselves. They're fighting inside just like they are outside. And if you think that manipulation outside is bad, well, you see what's going on inside. And that's one of the reasons why I had to armor up, like I did with Christianity, in becoming an occultist. Because when I came out of graduate school, I was rushed, just like high school kids were, to Greek and sorority houses. And I got it full money because of my memory system and what I was becoming. And I have to tell you, I'm a nerd. I don't understand politics. I don't even understand it. You know, it's different than being a scientist and trying to do something for mankind. Well, everything has within it, Republican Party on down, an occult lodge. And most of them don't know goat turds and pork and beans. That's the way that works.
You know, Rick, as you're saying this, I was thinking about the Manhattan Project. And I got a chance to meet some of the crew of Enola Gay and Boxcar when they were still alive. And I met Captain Theodore Van Kirk, who was captain of Enola Gay. that dropped one of the first atomic weapons on Japan. And I'm thinking Van Kirk, Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. I wonder if there's any any tie to why they called him Captain Kirk. I wonder if that's because of Captain Theodore Van Kirk of the Enola Gay crew. And I want to share this with you. I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but I met the weaponeer of Boxcar. And Boxcar was another U.S. airplane that dropped a bomb, an atomic bomb on Nagasaki, August 9th, 1945. It's called Fat Man. That was the bomb. And he told me, the weaponeer told me that he was ordered to arm the bomb on the ground, you know, before takeoff. And he disobeyed those orders and armed it in the air. And the reason he armed it in the air was he was afraid it was going to go off if there was a mishap during takeoff. He thought that if the bomb was so heavy that if the aircraft crashed during takeoff, there would be a massive explosion. What we were going to do to Japan would happen right here in the United States. So he did not do that. He armed it in the air after takeoff. So those are just a couple short stories that I can tell that you know, I met the man firsthand who armed Fat Man. So, you know,
we've detonated accidentally nuclear weapons in North Carolina and other places on the East Coast. Yes.
Well,
you know about that.
I feel. Tell us about that, Rick.
Well, you know, accidents happen, and that's that. And that engineer probably should be given a gold star for disobeying an order. That is not the way the military does it, of course. And what they do is they either stick you in the brig or they advance you for being smart. I don't know. It's interesting. I can tell you that there are so many pieces of nuclear weapon pieces all over the United States that creeps me out, one of which is all the nuclear reactor plants. Like, can you imagine being in New York City this moment, and what's happening up at Indian Point or in Miami Beach and what's happening down there in the sea? And now Fukushima is starting to be back in the news again, where they're going to dump a bunch of tritium in the ocean. This is crazy. And I don't know who's responsible, but this is an epochal type of event, and we're not getting it, and the media is not reporting it. And I first reported with Gary Cassidy in November of 2011. I remember she wanted to do a show on Fukushima, and that was just at the time Gunderson was being fired and all of it. It's just, there's more going on in this planet right now than any of us have anything. And while I may or not be a good man, I'm not a whistleblower as much as I am rational thinking. And what could they be thinking? And I'm, you know, the cingulate that they're planning to create is so far more difficult than you can imagine a nuclear weapon. You know, when we did fission and then fusion, and now we're going to create a black hole. Get a grip.
Rick, yesterday.
You know, there is, oh, well, yeah, it's so scary.
Yesterday, I mentioned on the air with Norm Shealy and Dr. Soren that there is so much radiation, radioactive waste, that is piling up at Fukushima that no one knows what to do about it. Now, here's the thing. To keep these melted down reactors cool, they are using seawater, and they're pouring seawater on it. And the amount of seawater that they're using, I calculated to be 79,000 gallons a day. So they're accumulating and have for years now 79,000 gallons a day of radioactive wastewater. Now, it's so dangerous that they're storing it in tanks. But now they're running out of space to store it. So they're considering, this is 300 tons of radioactive wastewater a day that they've been storing. They don't know what to do with it, and it's so dangerous that they've been storing it, but now it's, well, let's send it into the ocean.
Well, where else are you going to put it? On the moon? That's probably next.
Well, you know, I thought about that when I was in high school. I was thinking about this radioactive waste. You know, what if they just put it in rockets and blasted it out? Out where? And what if one of these rockets blew up on the launch pad? You know, there are a lot of problems. And why would we want to contaminate outer space more than we already have? We already have radiation in outer space, and it got there. Well, some of it was natural, but we put some of it out there with our satellites and our nuclear reactors on board satellites. And that's going to come crashing down to Earth. Let's talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. from the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why did
you
got your?
Take my.
When you go to
the
feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
That's Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we've been talking about atomic weapons, and we're talking about boxcar, and that's spelled B-O-C-K-S, B-O-C-K-S-C-A-R. And boxcar had targeted Nagasaki, and when it was done, the estimate was a population of, in Nagasaki, a city of 270,000 people, about 70,000 died by the end of 1945. And Nagasaki was not the primary target of that flight. It was the city of Kokura. But weather conditions prevented the primary target from receiving the wrath of the United States atomic weapons. And also, I was told by the weaponeer that the reason there aren't a lot of pictures is because there were problems getting the cameras for that flight. That's what I was told. So we have them of the bombing of Hiroshima, but not of Nagasaki. Randy from Houston, yeah, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Very well.
Got an observation. You know, you were talking about the bombing, the dropping of the atomic bomb, and that yesterday when I read the story about the Russian jet and the Russian helicopter dogging and harassing an American Navy ship, it reminded me of this story I read in a book about the dropping of the bomb on Japan. I believe the book was the name, The Last Train Out of Nagasaki. I believe that was the name of it. And what the U.S. Air Force did back in World War II, they were concerned that the bomb was just going to explode before it got dropped while it was being shelled by Japanese ground forces. And so for months, what the U.S. Air Force did is they would run bombing raids on the mainland of Japan, but the U.S. would never drop any bombs. And so the Japanese kind of got lured into this false security, and so the Japanese stopped shooting at the U.S. planes flying over. And then that enabled the U.S. military to drop the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I think that that may be what the Russians are doing today, just doing a mock strafing run on a U.S. naval ship, and the U.S. doesn't fire one shot. And then one day, very soon here, the Russians may simply start destroying U.S. ships very quickly, and the U.S. doesn't fire one shot.
There's another vector here that might be more important. What's his name? He's a famous actor. He made a movie about having an epiphany with God and went to Stockholm to stop nuclear testing in the atmosphere, because at that time, even today, there is concern that if you detonate a nuclear weapon high enough in the atmosphere, it will ignite the atmosphere and you'll have trial by fire with the earth burning up. And that was Martin Sheen that did that movie. And that was right at the time he had regained his religion and became a Catholic again. And then he made that movie. And they pulled that movie for years. You couldn't find it. But it was in a very important movie by Martin Sheen, and I don't remember the name of it, but it's Atmospheric Detonation.
Randy, do you have a couple more minutes to hold through the top of the hour news and commercial announcements? I've got a question I'd like to ask you.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Randy's with us in Houston. I'm Vin Finelli. Rick Miller's with us, and we'll be right back. After top of the hour news and commercial announcements, this is USA Prepares. And coming up, we'll be talking about more about Fukushima, CERN, sunspots, solar flares, urban farming. Is that the preschool of the future?
Yeah, that is the mountain.
We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have. For $100, you can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring's letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. Greens75.com. Greens75.com.